You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by PrimeSport.
It's the bye week, so we're taking the mailbag on the road here at Elway's Cherry Creek. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me, as always. And remember, of course, it's a bye week for the Broncos, but no bye week here on DenverBroncos.com. So let's get to your questions. First one is from Carl Dummler, who asks, what do you think the coach will work on most during the bye week? Any way you can pass on to Simeon to work on stepping up in the pocket instead of staying clear back, making life very difficult for our tackles? Well, that's actually one thing that Gary Kubiak has been on point with Trevor Siemian about, and he mentioned it Monday, the fact that Siemian, when he went into the shotgun, was dropping too deep, and that was setting him up for a negative pass rush situation. It led to a sack on Sunday. And Siemian talked about it at his press conference on Tuesday before leaving for the bye. Said, hey, I've got to get better at that, make sure I don't put my tackles in such a bad situation. You know, that's part of being a young quarterback, though. If you recall last year, Gary Kubiak had the same critique of Brock Osweiler, that he was dropping too deep and he was drifting in the pocket. Said the same thing about Trevor Siemian, drifting a little bit in the pocket. Now, some of the sacks and pressures that Siemian has suffered, yes, those are on the offensive line, but some of them are on the quarterback. It's, you know, it's definitely a situation where one can help the other. It's part of Siemian learning to be a good NFL quarterback. I'm sure it's something they're going to work on. So yeah, don't fret. That's a point of emphasis, and I think it's something that Siemian is going to improve at as the weeks go on. Next question from Twitter at Kading J. Smith. Can Jordan Taylor play in a slot position, or will he only continue to back up Thomas or Sanders on the outside? Well, you know, it looks like Taylor's going to stay on the outside. Part of the reason for that is just the way he's built, a tall, angular, long stride type receiver. Those are the guys that you want on the outside rather than on the inside. Jordan Norwood is a much better guy on the inside in terms of the way he's built. So I think you're going to see Jordan Taylor continue his work mainly as the relief for Demaryius Thomas. In fact, it was Thomas getting a breather that put Taylor on the field Sunday in New Orleans for Taylor's 14-yard touchdown reception. What could go on going forward? Well, we'll see. I think it's more likely that you'll see more two tight end packages and the Broncos going for a bigger inside target, maybe using A.J. Derby in that slot role from time to time, then seeing Jordan Taylor go inside. I know they want to get A.J. Derby more involved. He had a couple of catches Sunday. Both Derby and Virgil Green each played over 45 snaps against the Saints. I think you're going to see more of that going forward. Look for Jordan Taylor's role on the outside to continue. I don't think they're going to move inside. It's just not something that he does very well. You want to get him outside, and you want to get him deep, and I think you're going to see some deep shots to Taylor as the weeks go on. Thanks for your questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag, or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and please use the hashtag AskMace to ask me a question. Enjoy your bye week, everybody. Until next week, take care. Thanks for watching.